One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when a video game brings you tens or even hundreds of hours of joy, it can all be undone in an instant with an ending that doesn't live up to everything you've invested. These endings quite literally took players' breath away with their intensity, their brutality, and their creativity, in turn lodging themselves deep in gamers' minds forevermore. I'm Jess for What Culture, here are 10 intense video game endings that blew us away. Number 10, Dead Space. Dead Space is one of the most blisteringly intense survival horror games of all time, offering up a finale which reveals that protagonist Isaac's girlfriend Nicole has been dead the entire time, just before you're forced to face off against the game's grotesque final boss, the colossal beast known as the Hive Mind. But even once you fell the monster at the end of a frantic boss battle, the game tees up one final sting in the dramatic tale for good measure. After Isaac makes his hasty escape, he listens to one of Nicole's final video messages before suddenly being attacked by a hallucination of her. Though jump scares have a tendency to be cheap and lazy, this perfectly placed jolt brought Dead Space to a fittingly unnerving conclusion, ensuring players who let their guard down, that is everyone, were left thoroughly terrified. Number 9, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. Metal Gear Solid 4 may represent peak indulgence for franchise creator Hideo Kojima, but it also delivers one of the most insanely bombastic, crowd-pleasing finales in the history of the medium. The game's epic climax sees Snake getting barbecued to a crisp as he crawls through a corridor lined with microwave emitters in order to reach the GWAI server room. Afterwards, he partakes in a gloriously nostalgia-laced final battle against Liquid Ocelot atop Outer Haven, concluding with Ocelot's death. But this is all just setting the table for an ending cutscene that runs in excess of an hour, flirting with the possibility of Snake committing suicide before he's interrupted by Big Boss, who in a major bombshell is revealed to be alive. After a lengthy chinwag, Big Boss succumbs to the Foxdie virus coursing through Snake's veins, and Snake decides to live out his remaining time in peace. A fitting coda for one of gaming's most beloved action heroes, Metal Gear Solid 4's operatic ending served up an almost overwhelming barrage of action and emotion. Number 8, Inside. Playdead's chillingly ambiguous puzzle platformer Inside won't be forgotten by anyone who played it, especially as it takes a bonkers left turn in its chaotic finale. For the most part, Inside is a subtle slight game as the player controls a young boy traversing a dystopic world, evading guards and solving puzzles in order to progress. But at the game's end, the tone changes drastically when the boy reaches a laboratory within which a large fleshy blob known as the Huddle is housed. The boy is eventually pulled into the huddle by its eerily protruding limbs, at which point the player gains control of the creature, smashing free of its confinement and steamrolling anyone who gets in the way. After a visceral and thoroughly satisfying escape sequence, the huddle rolls down a hill to settle at a sun-kissed cliff edge before the game promptly ends. Though Inside's puzzling finale did prove divisive with players, there's no denying that few could have expected such a heightened, outlandish conclusion to a game that was otherwise so modest and restrained. Personally, I found it to be an absolutely perfect ending. Number 7, Halo Reach. In Reach, Bungie serves up the series' most emotionally stirring ending to date, albeit only after you've already sat through the end credits. Reacher's post-credits scene is actually an entire extra mission, where as elite super soldier Noble Six, players must stage one last stand against the Covenant on Reach, no matter our knowledge that failure is inevitable. Indeed, you can't actually beat the mission in the traditional sense and must only fight until you die, after which a cutscene depicts Noble Six tragically being overpowered and killed by the Covenant forces. We know it's coming, and yet it's still completely devastating, aided by the unforgettable final image of Six's helmet resting on the planet's surface and staying there throughout the years. Number 6. Telltale's The Walking Dead, Season 1. The first season of Telltale's The Walking Dead is one of the greatest episodic video game series of all time, in large part thanks to the touching surrogate father-daughter relationship formed by survivors Lee and Clem. It isn't terribly surprising when Lee gets bitten by a walker late in the season, but Telltale sure milked that turn of events for every dramatic drop in the game's finale, giving players an impossible choice as Lee. Either ask Clem to shoot him before he turns into a walker, or insist she leave immediately. Whatever choice you make, it's a devastating narrative crossroads for the player, and if you don't choose, the game will make its own choice based on your actions up until that point. Whether you put a bullet in Lee's brain or simply take leave, the game also offers up one final post-credit stinger to further jangle your nerves, and now solitary Clem spots two ambiguous figures in the distance. Needless to say, our wait for the second season was agony. Number 5. L.A. Noire. L.A. Noire certainly subverts expectations during its final batch of cases, as LAPD detective protagonist Cole Phelps ends up demoted to the arson unit after his extramarital affair with Elsa Lichtman is outed to the press. For the bulk of the finale, players instead fill the shoes of private investigator Jack Kelso, as he and Phelps pursue deranged arsonist Ira Hogaboom. In the last mission, Phelps ends up sacrificing himself in order to help rescue Jack and a kidnapped Elsa from a flooding sewer, ultimately being swept away before he can also escape. As if that's not galling enough, L.A. Noire gets even bleaker in the home stretch, as is customary for the noir genre. Phelps's corrupt former partner Roy Earl gives a totally disingenuous, dishonest eulogy at his funeral, and never gets his comeuppance for causing Phelps's demotion in the first place, an act which effectively sets the events in motion leading to Phelps's death. Number 4. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. This is one of my absolute favorite games. If you haven't played Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, you need to change that before watching any more of this video. Seriously. This expertly crafted adventure game stars a pair of brothers who take a journey to find the cure to their father's illness, with the player maneuvering each of the boys with one of the controller's thumbsticks. It's a genius concept for traversal and puzzle solving, though it has a more devastating utility in the game's final sequence, when the older of the two brothers, Naya, is mortally wounded by a giant spider. Naya promptly dies, leaving the player to take solo control of the younger brother, Nai, for the final sequence. As if that's not brutal enough, you're then tasked with burying your own brother alone before returning to your father. This isn't the game to play if you're craving a laid-back, feel-good time, but as a depiction of brotherhood in gaming, its power is virtually unparalleled. Number 3. Life is Strange. Though many fans were understandably miffed that a season's worth of storytelling and character development boiled down to a single binary choice at the end of Life is Strange's first season, what an agonizing choice it was. In the stormy finale, players are faced with a dilemma. Either save protagonist Max's best pal Chloe and let the town of Arcadia Bay be destroyed by the incoming storm, or save Arcadia Bay and all of its inhabitants at the cost of Chloe's life. Either way, the outcome is devastating. Save Chloe and Arcadia Bay and its residents are leveled, while in the more outwardly gut-wrenching of the two endings, saving the town leads to Chloe's death and a brutal if beautiful funeral sequence. Whichever ending you ultimately choose, Life is Strange set a new emotional benchmark for episodic adventure games. Number 2. The Last of Us Part 2. For all of its 20-something hours, The Last of Us Part 2 is unquestionably one of the most intense video games of all time, an almost impossibly bleak action thriller that invests players deep in its superbly drawn characters. Beyond the controversy of that early twist and that sudden perspective shift, the game is building towards one of the most sublimely cinematic and grueling endings in the history of the medium. In a lengthy epilogue, Ellie catches up to Abby, who has been captured, tortured, and starved by the Rattlers. Despite this, a vengeful Ellie frees Abby only to goad her into a final fight to the death, leading to a savage final boss fight in which Abby bites off two of Ellie's guitar-playing fingers, and Ellie very nearly drowns her in return. The two then go their separate ways, each coming to appreciate the futility of their own respective revenge quests, while their wider fates are left enticingly ambiguous. Divisive though some of the game's storytelling decisions were, there's no denying how brilliantly Naughty Dog ratcheted up the tension for that final sequence. Number 1, Red Dead Redemption. But not even The Last of Us Part 2 can surpass the haunting brilliance of Red Dead Redemption's all-timer ending. Though protagonist John Marston's journey initially seems to end peacefully as he settles down with his family, Dutch's haunting last words ultimately come home to roost when Bureau of Investigation agent Edgar Ross comes a-knocking at the Marston Ranch. Accompanied by a veritable gun-toting lynch mob of marshals and bureau agents, Ross corners John outside of his barn, and though John's frantic last stand allows him to take some of Ross's men with him, the numbers game inevitably prevails. John dies after being thoroughly peppered with bullets, leaving his wife Abigail and son Jack to bury him. And while that alone would have made for one hell of an ending, Rockstar went further by shifting control to Jack for a 3 years later epilogue, where players can track Ross down and exact bloody revenge. Despite the great stories and characters Rockstar have brought us since, including Red Dead Redemption 2's stellar ending, the original Red Dead Redemption's finale still hits the hardest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.